I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860.
So again, it's remarkable how many times listeners actually inspire me to do shows. And this is kind of an interesting way when a listener inspired me, okay? A listener that took me to task actually put me in the position I'm in tonight. It put me in a position to talk about some things honestly and truthfully with y'all. So basically what happened is a listener chastised me for using what he said was hyperbole. I actually was posting something on my Facebook page, and I was simply pointing out the hypocrisy of the media attacking the protesters in Washington, D.C., when for more than 9 months we witnessed Antifa and Black Lives Matter burn our cities to the ground. And the listener replied, Clyde, cut the hyperbole. They didn't burn the cities to the ground. And at first I took the post as insensitive because I had to deal with the mobs firsthand in my city of Portland, walking outside, dealing with tear gas, having to dodge, you know, flashbangs. It was like a war zone. So I told him that he should cut out the douchebaggery and understand how I feel. But then I conceded that, yes, you're right. I was indulging in emotive hyperbole. And so for about 2 days, I've been thinking about that word hyperbole and how those of us who have media training, like work for CNN and Metro and several news organizations in the radio department, we use hyperbole as colorful language in order to tell a story or bring about an idea. And, you know, so I wanted to say, yeah, okay, there is hyperbole here, but, you know, it's like saying, I've told you 1,000 times to stop doing that. It's just, you know, it's over the top. So, you know, we forgive certain types of hyperbole, certain types of exaggeration. But yeah, emotive hyperbole is when, yeah, your emotions are kicking in and you're saying, they're burning my city to the ground. What do I do? It's a euphemism. But yeah, it's hyperbole. So I guess in all honesty, the listener, whether he knows it or not, taught me a lesson. If only he could reach the media, the mainstream media, the corporate media, the left-wing extremists, I wish he could teach them the same lesson, because maybe we could find some calm and access the situation we're in right now in this United States of America. And one thing that I've realized is what is happening right now is a sign of things to come. We're seeing the curtailing of free speech. Parler today banned on Google. Apple is going to banning them in the App Store. And we said, you know, guys, where are you going to be in the aftermath? That's where we came up with the idea of aftermath.media. So we just decided, hey, it's the aftermath. When all the dust clears, you're going to be in a place that's going to be safe with people you know. You're going to have the research to back up your claims. You won't be fact-checked because the facts will be there. You can use the facts that are in the library. You can watch videos, use those as examples. You can listen back to some of the shows and cite the sources that we've cited. That's what aftermath.media was all about. And yes, we have to answer to the app people as well. But they're basically coming at us and saying, well, we want money here, we want money there. We said, no, we're not going to do that. So we decided that, you know, we had to up the subscription by a penny so that we make a little bit of money, right? So we're doing it by a penny. So it's $5 now for the show. If you just want the archive shows, it's only $5. And then we charge $10 for, you know, the library access and the news aggregator and your own little personal page and also the chat room. those who've already paid their $4.99 and $5.99 or $4.99 and $9.99 are not going to get penalized for the penny. But those who sign up now will have to pay that penny in order for us to survive. But see, this is the thing. We have our own little digital playground that you're invited to come be a part of. It's not owned by China. It's not giving you a character appraisal. It's not giving you anything else. It's in an area very safe. It's near the Arctic Circle. So hopefully they're going to be digging through the snow to find us. But in the meantime, we've moved everything to a very secure server, a very secure place. And that's why we're offering you that opportunity to go to aftermath.media and sign up. Sign up now. I mean, we predicted it. We predicted this would happen, and we urged you to sign up. Now's your time to make good and show that you value this type of information you get from Ground Zero. We've been at this now for 25 years, and you know we've hit some bumps along the way. We hit some bumps during the Thanksgiving weekend. Some of the networks decided, a couple of the affiliates decided that they didn't like the way we sounded because of the difficulties and the technical problems. But many others are jumping on board. But in the meantime, you can always find us free at aftermath.fm. But if you want the archive shows, you want research, just go to aftermath.media. And that way you don't have to worry about signing up and having your stuff censored or thrown out or what have you. And a lot of people are realizing that it's a safe place to be. It's kind of like your penthouse. It's kind of like the place you go to when you go out in the woods and you just want to hang out for a while. That's what Aftermath is. Think of it that way. Sure, you can live in Facebook if you want. You can live on Twitter and Instagram if you want. But to get away to a nice, quiet place where you can hang out with people that you know are of like mind, just go to aftermath.media. It's important. But yeah, I mean, we said after the election or right around the election time, they will be curtailing free speech. And they're going to take away your right to file grievances. And soon you're not going to be able to bear arms. Now, I don't know about you. I mean, you say all you want about how Trump was bad. But we're starting to see the clampdown. And it's happening right now. And this is the country. I mean, Joe Biden isn't even president yet. And I can see where we're headed right now. Okay, with all those people surrounding him, they're making claims and they're over-politicizing and overreaching, political overreach. It's there. It's obvious. And I don't care what side of the fence you fall on. This is political overreach. It's political overreach by a group of individuals that want to seize power, and they want to seize it fast because there seems to be this quick window that needs to be somehow closed. And I'm looking around me, and I'm realizing that the events that have happened seem to be rhyming with another horrible event in history, and that is the Reichstag fire in Germany. Remember, I mean, if you're not familiar with that, it happened in 1933. Adolf Hitler had been sworn in as Germany's chancellor just 4 weeks before, though his Nazi party was in an unstable position at the center of the coalition government, holding a small plurality of 32% of the seats in the Reichstag. Germany's parliament, under its Weimar Republic, basically, at the time of Hitler, they had this agenda in mind to secure a much larger portion of the Reichstag seats in order to create a majority for passing an enabling act that would allow him essential rule, or essentially to rule by decree, at an election that was set for March 5th. So it was definitely election turmoil. They had a sitting president, but of course Hitler was there wanting things to move faster. So by happenstance, or contrivance on the part of the Nazis, it's still a matter of debate, a fire was set in the assembly chamber of the Reichstag. Basically, it raged until the structure just laid in ruins. A 25-year-old Dutch communist with a sketchy history was the arsonist that was named. His name was Marius van der Lubbe. And he was found at the scene and was charged with the crime, along with four other communists, as the Nazis used the Reichstag fire as evidence of a communist push to overflow the Weimar Republic, to bring down the Weimar Republic. Now, as a political weapon, the Reichstag fire was incredibly useful to the Nazis. Their representation in the Reichstag grew to 44% of the body, giving them a majority of 52% with allies included, especially when Hitler was able to convince German President Paul von Hindenburg to sign the Reichstag fire decree, suspending most civil liberties and banning the communists from participating in the country's parliament. Now, what we know after that was that the Third Reich followed. The Reichstag fire has been the shining example of what would be called a false flag operation, in which a hoax of some kind is perpetrated in order to inflame public sentiment against parties not guilty of the conduct that the hoax is intended to portray. That is a false flag. But I can hear people say, but Clyde, this sounds like hyperbole again, right? No, I think if you hear me out here tonight, you're going to see that what you remember about what happened January 6th, what happened 2 days ago, is not exactly what the media said happened. And I think you need to think about this, because we've done this before with 9/11. We've shown you how the media portrays it, but what is really happening is not being said by other people who can comment and have the ability to comment but are afraid to comment. So tonight, we're going to tell you what the media is overlooking and what words they're using, the magic words they're using, and the hyperbole that they're using in order to get an effect. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.